Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuftez Zayin, and today's shiur is sponsored Le'ili Nishbas Chana Bat HaRav Meir Yitzchak, Allah Shalom Helen Fuchs, whose yard site is today, a Holocaust survivor who, together with her husband Sam Fuchs, Allah Shalom built a life of Torah and Chesed. May she be a Melitz Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you by Meir and Shane D. Fuchs. Thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, so we are three lines from the bottom on Kuf Tez Vav Amid Beis. Amar Mar. We continue in this last week of Maseches Vachim. At least the Nigla, the Nistra, as we say, Hadron Halacha, just goes, it becomes decarbentalized and goes to a different part of our brain. But not really. You know, Zvachim could be for the future too. But at least in the Nigla, we'll be focusing on Zvachim El Hashem through Thursday. So here we go. Amar Mar. Hakol Kshir Lahakr. So this is a quote from the earlier statement that any type of animal is kosher to be hukrav at that time before the Bamas were Ne'asar, and this Hakol Kshir means all types of behemos tahoros. All types of behemos tahoros, that's what it's referring to here. So Minani Mili, how do we know that? Amar of Huna, to Amar Krup, Vayiven, Noach, Mizbeach Lashem, Noach builds a mizbeach after he gets out of the teva. Vayikach mikol habehema hatohara, and he took from all the kosher animals, or let's say tahar animals, umikol ha'ov hatahar, and from all the tahar birds. So what do all those words in the pasuk mean? So behema va'ov kimashmao, but the behema and ov are kimashmao is exactly what we would have thought. And chaya bechal behema, and chaya, as we know from elsewhere, is included in behemoth. So you see many different, all the species, all the kosher species were included in what Noah brought, even animals that maybe we cannot bring as a carbon today, but as long as it was a tahar animal, it could have been brought as a carbon then. Right? Not every kosher animal could be brought as a carbon. Right? You can't bring a chicken for a carbon. That's foul, but just an example. You can't bring every animal for a carbon. So, but then, in the times of Noah, everything can be brought. Continue. Zacharim unakevis. Tmimin and bali mumin. Males and females. Tmimin and even bali mumin were mutter at that time. La afuke mechusar ever delo. Excluding mechusar ever. Mechusar ever is excluded. Just like nowadays, even mechusar ever is excluded by birds. As we've had earlier in this Masechta. Tamus, there's no issue of tam when it comes to a bird, but it's mechusar ever concept. But then it applied to everything. Fine. Amar Reb Elazar, minayin l'mechusar ever shnasa l'bnei Noach. How do we know that? That even b'nei Noach were not allowed to bring mechusar ever. Tamalomar, mikol hachai, mikol basar. So the pasuk says he brought from all the live, mikol basar. That's what went into the teva. Amar Torah, havei behema, shechayin rashi evarim shalom. So we darsh it from that word, mikol hachai, didn't have to say it, it could have just said mikol basar. What's mikol hachai? From an animal that all of its tips of its limbs are alive, are connected. So that's a makar that mechusar evarim would be not allowed, even to Noah. Right? It has to be a chai rashi evarim shalom. Says the Gemara, v'dil molim ute trefa. We had the exact shakal atari at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah. How do you know this is to exclude mechusar ever? Maybe it's just to exclude a trefa. Mikol achai. Chai is excluding trefa. How do you know it's just to exclude mechusar evarim? No, hahu milachayo zera nafka. That you already know from a different phrase. Lachayo zera, and that's why it's brought onto the teva, to keep the population of that animal, of that species going. So honey, chalamanda amar trefa ini oledes, fine. You can exclude trefa from lachayo zera, according to the mandamar that a trefa does not give birth. But if a trefa cannot be molded, so that's how you know it's excluded from lachayo zera. Elo lamandamar trefa yoledes maikalamemar. But according to the mandamar that trefa can have a baby, so it's not excluded from lachayo zera. We're going to finish the phrase and then we'll come back to trefa. Let's just finish our thoughts. So how do you know trefa is excluded then? So the Gemara says, Ha'amarkra itcha bidomin lacha. No, but Hashem says to Noach, take with you, similar to you, Noach, just like you're not a trefa, so to all animals that you bring shouldn't be trefas. That's how you know trefa, and therefore the other pasuk is free to teach me excluding mechusar ever. I v'dilma Noach gufei trefa have. Maybe Noach was a trefa. Who said that Noach was not a trefa, even though he lived for another couple hundred years? Right, how the Gemara suggests that he was a trefa in the Mabel. He was trefa. He lived into the 900s. So that relates to what exactly is a trefa. Trefa doesn't mean you're going to die within a year, right? According to this definition, this possibility. Anyway, Noach was a treifa, so it means maybe he had a siman in treifa. So tamim ksiv bay. No, it says he was tamim. Right? Noach is sadik tamim ayabedarosav. So the Gemara says v'tilma tamim bedrachav. Oh, come on. Maybe tamim is not going on his physical makeup. Maybe tamim is going on his drachav. He was tamim with Hashem, as we usually understand it. So maybe he was a treifa really. Or is it no? It's sadik ksiv bay. Tzaddik is talking about his drachim. So the Gemara says, "V'domah tamim drachim tzaddik b'maisa." Maybe they're both talking about his actions and his life. And still, there's no makar that to say that he was not a treifa. So the Gemara says, "No, you can't say it." Isak died to Noach gufe treifa havi. If you want to say that Noach himself was a treifa, mika amar leila Noach tichvasek ayol. What? So what Hashem say to then? Okay, bring into the teva beings that are like you. What? So Hashem only wants treifas. And shleimim lo ta'ayo. He wouldn't want to bring a shalim. So that can't be what he said. So it can't be that Noach was a treifa, because Hashem wouldn't have given this sivui. So if it can't be, thank you, that Noach was a treifa. So therefore, treifa is excluded from the earlier pasuk. Umeachar denafkalan mi'itcha l'chayo zera lamali. So if it's excluded from the word itcha, with you, meaning Noach, you're not a treifa, so bring all animals that are not treifas. So therefore, what is l'chayo zera coming to exclude? Because now that's free. So ma'u detema itcha litzavsa ba'alma. Because you might have said itcha means just for company. Litzavsa ba'alma, afilu zakin, afilu saris. And any animal just to keep you company, even an old one, even one that cannot procreate. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush. No, not only do they have to be shleimim, but they have to be shleimim that can have children in order to continue the species going. Vaiter. So this treifa is a big discussion, just a couple of points related to treifa. Specifically, our issue of treifa yoledes, treifa en yoledes, is an interesting line in a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadiches, discusses this issue. He very strongly believes that treifa en yoledes. I'm going to talk about this again. Is this a machlokas and metzias? We'd rather not say this is a machlokas and metzias. But that he was very strongly, and then he has a line where he says, and even if you ever think that you saw a treifa give birth, either it's not a treifa, you're wrong, and even if somehow it is a treifa, you've witnessed a nace, says the Rashba. Because it can't be. He says, v'kiva chakade, because if you start being wondering about any of the rules that Chazal came up with, if you knock out one, then you knock out the whole system, says the Rashba. V'kivet shekein, afilu yatsu kama, v'yomru kach ra'inu, anu machishin osan, kedei sheyei divrei chachamim kayamim, v'lo notzi laz al divrei chachamim, v'nekayim dvarav shel elu. Right, we won't be, we'll throw out the rabbis because of these other people. V'chayosi be'ilani yeyom merkan, very strong. V'vakashamikem, al tatsiyu laz al divrei chachamim, v'chom asham Here's his line. Maybe the rabbis only think it's the majority. It's not all. It's rov. No, v'rov bali chayim shenitrefu be'echad min atarfias shemonu chachamim einan chayin. Most don't live. Aval efsha shevikzasan chayim chazak gufam v'tivam imkein kfar batalta klal mishnaseinu she'amr she'in kamo chaya. Right, so you could just knock out what the Chazal said. Ah, you see one. Ella, you're skipping a couple of lines. Nisa shiny. Right, Nisa would be different. V'chulu, and he continues in this important tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadiches. So in the Ma'oris Hadaf, he quotes this Rashba to say, what Hashem do Nisim for animals relates to how do we understand Hashgacha on animals. The big discussion in the Rishonim, hopefully we'll talk about it at length another day. The Sefer Chinuch discusses this, and that is, do animals have Hashgacha Pratis on them? So many Rishonim assume there's Hashgacha Klalis on animals, and not Hashgacha Pratis. Meaning on each person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special relationship with, and he guards and he protects every single person. That's called Hashgacha Pratis. But on animals, what, every little dog has Hashgacha Pratis on him? Right, if this dog gets hit by a car, there was Hashgacha. So the Sefer Chinuch, or every squirrel, so Hashgacha Klalis, the Sefer Chinuch says, the species. Kadosh Baruch Hu guards over the species, not every specific animal. Ah, you'll ask, so how did some animals get extinct? What do you mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu guards the species? So we don't know Kadosh Baruch Hu's categories. You know, we don't know the phylum, and we don't know all the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu says this animal is connected to that animal. Kadosh Baruch Hu has his categorization in Shemayim, and however he keeps the species going, so that's up to him. Just because we think that, oh, a certain species is not around anymore, does not mean that there was that wasn't hashgacha, or there was hashgacha that that species wasn't supposed to live until forever, only for a certain amount of time. Okay, so that was the but that's the issue that relates to the Rashba, when Kadosh Baruch Hu performed an ace for an animal. That's the interesting ha'ara. Okay, number one. Number two, whenever treifa comes up, we like to mention the important footnote in the Michta Me'eliyahu, Chelek Dalid, on page 355 and 356. Me'eliyahu talks about three cases. We could generalize this to more. Three cases where Chazal seek to say something in Mitzius, and we think, or according to medical science, it doesn't seem to be true. Treifas. Right, there's certain types of treifas that this type of animal bites you, you're going to die. This type of animal bites you, you're going to live. And we know it seems to be the opposite, or they're both going to live, or they both could die. Number one, different types of animals. The other example is the lice, right? Where do lice come from? The Gemara in Shabbos seems to say that you're allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos. Why? Because they're not par in veruvin. They don't come from eggs and procreate like regular animals. They come from... You know, they come from the hair, let's say, by lice. Or the fleas, they come from the bugs by fruit flies. Where do fruit flies come from? Chazal seem to understand, maybe we're wrong, seem to understand that they're not part of a oven, that they come from the fruit itself, from the mold. And the other example is the Mayim Shalanu. Mayim Shalanu and the Gemara Pesachim, they have to leave over the water that you're going to make the matzahs with, in Yonah Diyoma, a couple of weeks. You can leave it. Why do you have to leave over the water? Right? You just take water from the yam in the morning. Because overnight, the sun goes up under the sea and heats up the water. And because the water is warmer in the morning, it might cause chametz quicker. So that's why you have to have mayim shalanu and leave it out overnight. Those are the three cases that the Michta Me'eliyahu talks about in this letter. So he says, first of all, you should know for every halacha that the Torah says and for every halacha that Chazal say, there are hundreds of reasons. Chazal, or Chazal might have clued us in and revealed one or two of the reasons for a halacha. But even if we don't like that reason, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the halacha. That's what Rav Dessler says. And therefore, you think this is one reason for Mayim Shalanu, there are 10 other reasons for Mayim Shalanu. So therefore, we still have to do it, even though we don't think this reason applies. Or, and then he works out, even if the reason's wrong. That's the first point. And then he says, and then if you think on a deeper level, these reasons aren't wrong. We just don't understand them properly. For example, just to quote one of them, he says, by the parim v'ruvin, he says, it might not mean that they're actually not parim v'ruvin, just halachically, because it appears that way, that's why we can treat it like that, even if it's not true inherently. Because they're so tiny and we don't see their eggs and we don't see how they're reproducing, so that's the halacha in a parim v'ruvin. But lav dafka, that's actually the case. So he talks also about treifas as well, even if we don't understand every one of the treifas, which we'll have to go back to Bez Hashem in the second parak in Chulin this summer, Bez Hashem, when we get there. So we still have to know that the halacha doesn't change. The big shaila is, fine if you have a din or a chumrah, but would you be mako? Are you allowed to kill lice on Shabbos? You allowed to kill fleas on Shabbos? Would you keep a kula based on a reason? So that people are a little more hard-pressed. To say that a halacha, mayim shalana, that's not a chumra, not a kula. It's just a halacha. You got to do it. So you do it. So okay, a halacha you can keep. A chumra you can keep. But a kula, would you? So that's already not as clear. But according to his svara, yes. According to his svara, yes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Okay, that is Rav Dessler in Chelek Dalet related to Treifa. One other halacha, and that is, I saw the Brisker Rav points out an interesting machlokas in the Rambam, not machlokas, two different contexts in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos wrote Seach, if Reuven murders Shimon, if Shimon is a Treifa, Reuven is not Chayav Misa. How do you determine Treifa? How do you determine Treifa for a case of Ritzicha? Says the Rambam, ask the doctors. Rambam says, in Hilchos wrote Seach, Beis Ches. He says, "V'kol adam b'cheska shalem hu." Every person is b'cheska is not a treifa. The ahargo neherak asheyiva da b'vadish is a treifa. The yomru harofim shemakazu ein la taila ba'adam uba yamus im lo yamiseno davar acher. Right, that treifa might just mean a person is going to die from this sickness, even if it might be in a long time. That must have been this, that you have to say that it's not within a year because Noach, the suggestion by Noach in the Gemara. But that's the Rambam. In Hilchos Rotzeach, how do you know if a person is a treifa or not? Ask the doctors. If you look in Hilchos Shechita, in terms of what you're allowed to eat and what you're not allowed to eat, Says the Rambam, V'chein elu, this is in Shechita, Yud Gimel. V'chein elu shemanu, v'amru, shehein shreifa. Afal pi sheyira v'darkei harefua shebiyadenu, shemiktsasan einan mamisin, v'efshar shetichya mehen, ein lecha elama shemanu chachamim, shenemar al pi ha-Torah asher yerucha. Gotta go by Chazal. So ask the Brisker Rav. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha says you go by the doctors. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, he says you go by Chazal. What is it, a chilv between people and animals? Or not, they're chafed by people too. So what do you mean different than animals? So he says, no, you might have different contexts, different rules by people. No, maybe Chazal even then went by the medical science, and they said maybe if medical science changes in terms of trefa, there's medicine, other ways to keep people alive. We wouldn't say that. But the Brisker Rav just has a suffix. What about in our case of Hakrevas Karban? Which definition of trefa do you have? Do you go by what the Isra Achila one? Do you go by the Chiyuv Ritzicha one? So he said he had that suffix in Menachos. Exactly what do you go by? Okay, that's just a couple of ha'aris related to trefa. Now we continue with our two dots. Okay, Tahor and Avolot Tamein. Says the Gemara that even earlier, even before Matan Torah, though we were able to have all Tahor animals, but only Tahor animals, you couldn't bring Tamei animals. Omiyavi Tamein, Vitaran by Yishaita. Were there Tum and Tara at that time? There wasn't Tum and Tara earlier. Right? The Gemara has a line in Masechah Shabbos that there was no Tumas Yoledes by Sarah. There's a raya whether Nimo Lashmona goes by Tumas Yoledes. The Gemara says there was no Tumah in those days. So Amar Shmuel by Nachmeni Amar Bionasan, may Osan Shalom Nevdam Hena Veira. No, Tahar means the ones that didn't do any, violate and were not with their Enam Minam. Right, that's what it means. That's what Tahar means. May not have a Yadi. How did Noach know? How did Noach know which ones? So, Kid Rav Chizda, Dam Rav Chizda, Hevir Lofnei HaTeva, Kol Shateva, Kol Tasan, Biyadua Shuhutar. The animals pass in front of the Teva, whichever one the Teva's doors magically opened up for. So, Noach knew those were Tar. Ein HaTeva, Kol Tasan, Biyadua Shehitabeyim. Ein the Teva doesn't, the doors open up? No, Biyadua, you know that they're Tame. One answer. Rebbe Yavo Amar Korva, Hapam, Zachar Nekeva, Habain Me Alehen. The ones that came by themselves, the ones that were over Avera, so they didn't want to come. They were kind of embarrassed. So the ones that, only the ones that came. Period. Two ha'aris. Number one is, I saw someone connect this to the Abarbanel in Breishis, which says when the animals knew themselves. So it could be that the animals had more das then. Could be. But the Nachash definitely had more das. Right, v'nachash al ya'arum. So it could have been a different time then. A. B. The second issue is some of you might be thinking out there, isn't there a Rashi about this in Noach where Rashi asks, how did Noach, we know have a yadi? We know how did Noach know? And what does Rashi answer in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis? Mikan shelama Noach Torah. That's how you know that Noach learned Torah because it says Tami Atar. So ask the Gerari, ask the Mizrahi, also ask them all in front of Rashi. Why don't Rashi quote the Gemara? The Gemara asks Rashi's Kasha. How did Noach know? How did Minah have a yadi? And what would the Gemara give? Two answers. Either the Teva opened up its doors or did open its doors, or they came by themselves. Rashi gives a third answer. Minkan shelama Noach Torah. So Noach knew. Noach knew what was Tamim, what was Tor. So why? The Mizrahi asked the Kasha, doesn't answer it. Right? How did Noach know? So I saw last night in the Yam Simcha. Gorgeous answer. Got to remember this for the Parsha Shir. Says the Yam Simcha. We all know the Beis Halevi. Or if we don't know the Beis Halevi, we're going to know it now. Beis Halevi we quoted last year in Parsha Shir and Parsha Noach. What does it mean that the animals were Mistavik Be'ina Minam? Does a cow really have a taiva for a horse? Right? Does an alligator really have a taiva for for a fish, whatever? Is that possible? Says the Beis Halevi, no. But it's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Bria, that when people's actions affect nature around them. That's in the Bria. So when people are tzaddikim, so the whole world and the environment and the animal kingdom and the plant life, it's all mushpa from the behavior of people. And lahefach as well. If people are mushchas, then the animals are going to be mushchas as well. That's just part of the Bria. That's what the first Beis Halevi in Noach, which we discussed discussed last year. So says the Yam Simcha now. If that's what the Beis HaLevi says, let's take it one step further. If that applies to the negative, it applies to the positive as well. Right? If we're, the more positive we are, the more mitzvahs we do, that'll affect our surroundings, and there'll be tzaddikim, even in the animal kingdom. Ulafizeh, so says the Yam Simcha, really divadai, like the Gemara says. The Teva opened up its doors, the Teva didn't open its doors. But how'd the Teva know? How'd the Teva know to open its doors? How'd the Teva know about the halachas, about this is a kosher, this is not a kosher one? It must be the Teva was mushpa from Noach. Mikanshe Noach lama Torah. Noach learned Torah, he created an environment that a family, the Teva of Kedusha, I wanted Noah get out himself. He was also like B'mitzvah. He was busy learning. And it was Efshar Adei Acherim. The Teva did it. Right? So therefore, he didn't have to do it. He says, and that's the Gemara, beautiful Mesechus Tainis, where the Gemara says that the Beso Shal Adam Vakoros Beso, Midin Almaisa, Lasa Lava, our house is going to be made on us. What do you mean our house? Because our house was Mushpa. Our house was Mushpa from our life, our Torah, and our mitzvahs. And that's what he also says. Why do we wish? And we have a simcha this week. Why do we wish when somebody goes, that speaks at a wedding and a Shavuot brachas, they should build a bayis ne'eman b'Yisrael. What's the afka? Bayis ne'eman. Bayis ne'eman. Build a mishpacha ne'emana. What's a bayis ne'eman? No, because mamish the bayis. You're going to, now you're going to eat and drink and live a life in the house. The house itself is going to be mushpa. So the bracha to the chassan and the kal is that they should live a life that can be mashpi on their walls, as the Gemara says, that lasilavo, all the houses full of Torah and mitzvahs are going to be nekar, not just the shuls, be nekar and come to Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, that's the and then one final. So kol ha-mesameach chassan v'kala ki lubana echon michorvos Yerushalayim. If you're mesameach chassan v'kala and you cause them to have a life of Torah and mitzvahs, partially, so then you're like building a churva because their house, which is full of Torah and mitzvahs, that's not going to be left. Wherever, all the Torah and mitzvahs houses are going to come. Anyway, there's some more, but that's the Yam Simcha right here. It's worth it to buy the Sefer just for that. Right, the Yam Simcha, Parshas Noach, Rabbi Fried from Lakewood. Okay, we continue now. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Mar, four lines from where they get wide. V'hakol karvu olos, and they brought olos at this time, pre-Matan Torah, pre-Mishkan, olos in shlamim los, or medayik, what, only olos they brought, not shlamim? V'aksiv, v'yizbechu zvachim shlamim l'ashem parim. What do you mean? It says, by Har Sinai, that they brought zvachim and shlamim. So, ela ema lakol, right, the exchange of the girsa, lakol karvu olos. For everybody, on behalf of everybody, meaning Jew and non-Jew alike, they brought olos. Olos in shlamim lo. Right, or v'shlamim v'tanya v'shlamim lo, kiyam olos, olos in shlamim lo. On behalf of everybody, you could bring olos. On behalf of Jews, you could also bring shlamim. But, kamanda amar, lo karvu shlamim l'bnei Noach. B'nei Noach did not bring shlamim. Meaning non-Jews, so we paskim b'zman hazeh, we paskim that non-Jews can only bring olos. They can't bring shlamim. De itmar, Reb Elazar, Reb Yisrael, Baruch Hanina, chad amar kavu shlamim b'nei Noach, v'chad amar lo karvu machlokes, whether the b'nei Noach brought shlamim. There's a machlokes, just to be aware of, between machlokes achronim. The Brisker Rav talks about this in Parshas Yisrael. When did Bnei Yisrael start bringing Bnei Yisrael karbanis? Meaning, when were shlamim allowed? When did the ola of Bnei Yisrael take on not olas Bnei Noach anymore, but olas Am Yisrael? There are two points. We would think Matan Torah. But if you're medayik in the language of the Mishnah, the beginning of our parak, achlo hukam mishkan. So Mishahuka and Mishkan, that was the... So what had the Machlok, and the Brisker discusses, and the Chazon Ish argues with him, when did it change? Did it change at Matan Torah, or did it change at Hakamas and Mishkan? Right, that's the Machlok, what was the status in the in-between time? Did they already have the halacha of Am Yisrael in terms of Karbanis? The Am Yisrael, the rest, I'm thinking about the Shia this week, I'm not sure yet, but could be the Shia this week will be about the Gerus of Am Yisrael on Matan Torah. Because that's related to what we're talking about today. But that is a discussion, what exactly was their status in between. Anyway, so my time, a third line, my time at the Mandamar Karvu Shlomane Noach, what's the Raya, what's the source for the one who says they brought Shlomim, Tchsev, Hevel, Kevi, Gamhu, Mibachor, Sono, Umechel, Vehen, Hevel brought from the best of his son, the firstborns of his son, and from their fats, Why does the pasuk say the fats? But if it's an ola, everything is hukraf. So which karban has the fats burned, but not everything else? Have you always a shlamim? So that's a shlamim, that's how you know. Well, my time in demand are low karvu. What's the source for the one that says they didn't bring shlamim? Dechsiv uri safon uboi teman. Pasuk says, wake up, Safun, the one from the north, Uboi Teman, and come, the one from the south. What does that mean? Tisna'er Uma, Shemaseb et Safon. Wake up, Uma, whose actions are in the Safon. Who's that? That's the non-Jews, who could only bring Karbanis from the Safon, meaning the Ola. V'tava Uma, Shemaseha et Safon Ubedaro, and let an Uma come, Klal Yisrael, come, that can bring Karbanis in the Safon and the Dar, meaning including even Shlamim. Okay, that's the Ramis. Period. Omar Nami Hoksevu Michal Vehen. So what is this person who says that you cannot bring a shlamim? What does he do with the word Michal Vehen? Mishmane Hemditu. It just means from the fattest. Doesn't mean from the fats, actually. It just means from the fattest, the best karbanis. Umar Nami Hoksev Uri Safon. What does the other mandara do with that pasuk? Hahu, Bekibas Golias Udhsiv. That's talking about Kibas Golias. I'm talking about what happened in Mount Torah. The Hoksev. Now, next pasuk. So we have a machlokas. Machlokas whether B'nai Noah could bring shlamim. Moshe tells Paro, you're going to give us animals that we can have zvachim and olos. What are zvachim? Aren't olos shlamim? Zvachim la'achilu v'olos la'krava. No, zvachim just means animals to shecht. Animals to shecht to eat, and the olos will be makriv to Hashem. V'hoksiv v'yikach yisro chosin Moshe ola uzvachim. Again, zvachim. Answers the Gemara. Here we go. Hahula acher Matan Torah udechsev. Yisro really was after Matan Torah, so don't worry about it. That works if you hold it. Yisro came after Matan Torah, meaning if you say the Torah is not written in chronological order, because Yisro, if you look in the Torah, comes at the beginning of Parshas Yisro, and Matan Torah is towards the end of Parshas Yisro. But this is Rashi, right? The Torah is not written in chronological order. So Rasa Rashi says, Elamanda Amr, Yisro called the Matan Torah, Yamaikal Meimar. But if you say Yisro came before Matan Torah, like it's written in the Torah, so what do you, then you don't have the same, you're back to the problem, how can they bring a Shlomim to Itmar? B'nei Rebbe Chiyav Rebbe Shoben Levi. Chad Amar, Yisro called the Matan Torah, Yav, Chad Amar, Yisro Acha Matan Torah, Yav. Question mark. So what do you do according to the Manda Amr that says he was before? Answer. Lamanda Amar Yisro Kodama and Torah Haya Ksavar Shlomi Mikri Bnei Noach. You put together the shitas that aren't problematic. If you hold that the Manda Amar that says that Yisro was before Mount Torah, he would hold like the Manda Amar that he only gave all, that he only that he also gave Shlomim. So it's not a problem. Period. Let's talk for 2 minutes about this halacha. First of all, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Chassam Sofer has a shuva about this, and that is we're talking about the halacha about non Jews giving karbanis. There are a couple of major problems with that. First of all, the Kohanim are shlichim of everybody who gives karbanis. So isn't Akum mufka? Non-Jews are mufka from the concept of shlichus. Right? Ain't shlichus la'akum. So how could a non-Jew send the karban? He's mufka from the concept of shlichus. Number one. Or they say the Gemara Nedarim talks about a suffix whether Kohanim are shluchei d'rachmana or shluchei didan. From this Gemara, it's in the Lamed in Nedarim. Whether Kohanim are our shlichim or Hashem shlichim. So maybe this should be the fact that non-Jews can bring karbanos should be a raya that it's Hashem shlichim, because if it's our shlichim, if it's the people shlichim, then he's mufka from shlichus. Yes, we know there's a Rashi that says one of the reasons Amir la'akum is usur on Shabbos is because of yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra on a d'rabbanan level. Okay, there's a Rashi at the end of Masechet Shabbat that says that. And there's a Gemara about Metzia that seems to say, and some Rishonim say, Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chumra. To be machmir, for you to violate an Isser in terms of Ribbis, in terms of Shabbos. But Karbanis, this is just a separate halachic context. So why would you say this? So the Chassam Sofer has a Shuva in Yaradei Shin Chav Aleph, where he was asked this Kasha. He's talking about machlokas. Rambam other Rishonim. If an akum shechts, is it pasul daraisa or pasul darabanan? The Rambam says it's only pasul darabanan, not pasul daraisa. So says the Chassam Sofer. If you don't know like the Rambam, it's a big problem. Kasha eich efshar shi egayim nodrim ki Yisrael hakol mati iu b'matzi avid shliach b'matzi mashvi v'iu b'matzi mishkan v'kfar shamati makshim mitab de ein shlichus l'goy. So what must you say? And this is what most achronim say. It's an exception to the rule. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush HaTorah is that an Akum can bring Karbanos, right? What does it say? Vaviot, not in the Torah, but Vahaviyos Malharkar Shivi Smachta Beis Tfilasi, Olozev Zevchel, Kivesi Beis Tfilah Yikari L'Chalamim. That's the Chiddush of the Navi. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Go ahead and can bring Karbanos. Vizei Shlomar, to Bekadshim, Shim, to call Maaseim, Aidei Shliach, Efshei Dei Shliach, Chosafil Lugoy, Analad the two, the Chulu. So that's what he said. That's what most Achronim assume. That you have to say this is an exception to the rule in terms of shlichus. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis discusses the issue of the fact that it's only olos. It's only olos. He has five lishitasos, machlokas tanoim, five lishitasos in terms of whether. Well, first, just let's get to our issue. At the end, he says, "Hinei yish machlokas ikaris ben Yisrael v'amim." Famous point, but he says it's a major discussion difference between Jew and non-Jew. Dilei yidon, according to us, hanefesh v'haguf yish lohem kesher sinteti. Right? There's a connection between the guf and the neshama, as we know, kavod should be a Ramban. Like the Ramban says, "Va'yipach babav nishmas chayim." Right? He says, "Nase adam." The earth brings the guf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the neshama. There's a connection between the two, right? That's what we believe. But the Akum say, as we spoke a little bit yesterday in Shul, ki anefesh nimsa besoch haguf, ve'inim amal kol haguf, el shishlom mador b'tocho, inim urevesim kol haguf. You're right, the soul has to be stuck in the body, but never the twain shall meet. And but the neshama is trying as hard as it can to get out of the body, and it doesn't like it there. Lefichach, kishehutzruchu lahamsi lohem mechokek, hutzruchu levada shenol v'adei ruach. That's why, says Rabbi Yaakov, when you have to come up with a leader for Umos HaOlam, you have to say what? He wasn't born of a mother. Right? He wasn't born of a father. Right? I mean, didn't have a regular man-woman relationship, because they can't fathom that you're going to have a godly person that didn't come from God. Can't be. What do we have? What are Moshe Rabbeinu's roots, the greatest leader that we have? It's Pashut to Yidden. Now, what was it? Gadol Ador. But the emphasis is Pashut Jews. Had Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a person. He's unique. And that's why a Jew could fathom the concept of a carbon shlamim. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Masha'enkein, Umos HaOlam, a shlamim. You give some to Hashem, you give some to a person, can't be. Only olos. Ola reflects their hashkafas achayim, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis. Who's 25th yardside? We just had, was it this week? This week was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's 25th yardside. Rav Moshe's 25th is next week. Right? It's Shabbos. Shabbos is his 25th yardside. So it says Rabbi Yaakov, Lili Nishmaso, that the concept of only Ola versus all different Karbanos really is a reflection of the Hashkafas HaOlam of the different religions. Okay, there's more there, but we must move on. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi. Vayishma, I said, Yizvachim still has some Agadata. So here we go. Kitanoi. Vayishma, Yisro Choin Midyan Mashvo Shamobav and his Gayer. Yisro heard, what did he hear? Famous Kasha, three opinions here. Rashi only quotes two of them on Chumash. Why? Not for now. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Milchemes Amalek Shama. Heard about Amalek. Shereik Siv Betzido. Vayachlosh Yeshua Samalek Vesamalek Vicharev. Right before Yisro, in the end of Bishalach, right, the laning for Purim is Amalek. Number one. Unbelievable. I saw from the Bas Ayin. Who's the Bas Ayin? Avreicher. The Avreicher Rebbe. I just know, because last week I was in Svat for Shabbos. So he is the one that, remember the there was a shul there, terrible earthquake in the 1850s or so. He had a vision that it was going to happen. He brought all of his chassidim to one side of the shul. He said, stand here, you'll be okay. And the rest of the shul totally got geshmet and wiped out, and everybody was standing with him. Very holy person, the Bas Ayin, in Svat. So he was the one that went into a home. I mentioned in the parshier that he went into a room for a month because he couldn't see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, and he came out, he's like, okay, now I see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so he says, Amalek, he heard Amalek, and therefore he came to be Mizgayer. Doesn't Chazal say by Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech, he cooled off everything for the whole world? So what do you mean, how could Yisrael be inspired? Amalek, Bnei Yisrael were so hot. And Amalek, right, he jumped into the bathtub, Rashi says, in Kisei, and he cooled everything off. So just the opposite. How was Yisro inspired? Says the Bas Ayin, quoting the Birei Chassidus, Lashas. He says, how was he inspired? The answer is no. He says, because when they were on top of the world, at that point, just like later in history, there were no Geirim able to be accepted. Because everybody wants Shlomo HaMelech, Beis HaMikdash, the Goren Yevamis. They didn't accept Geirim in that time. Because, of course, the Jews were on top of the world. You're going to come be with them. So that's why when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were not accepting any Gerim, because they were on top of the world. Amalekam cools them down. Oh, Hashgacha. Now, after Amalek comes, now Gerim could come. Because now they're on top of the world anymore, so now you have to be committed to come. That's what he heard about Amalek. And that's what Ba'vin is Geir. Fascinating. Okay. Vaitis. That is number one. Number two. What can we do? It's too much here. Baruch Hashem, never too much. Rabbi Elazar Amadoy Omer, Matan Torah Shamoba. Heard about Matan Torah, right? That's the day that he had. It was after Matan Torah. Shekshinit Natarah Yisrael, how you call over, hold up, we saw all the Matsofa. When the Torah was given, Hashem, the voice, the sound of Hashem was from one end of the world to the other. All the kings of the world were scared. And they said, they started singing. They all came to Bilam. They all came to Bilam. I said, Bilam, what is going on here? Is Hashem bringing another Mabul? As it says, Hashem l'mabul yashav, Amar lahem, Yeshav Hashem melech l'olam, right? Tefarnish v'abakadosh baruch hu, shenei mevi mabul l'olam. No, Hashem never, already swore, he's never bringing another Mabul. Amru lo mabul shamayim, no maybe. Ava mabul shaleish, maybe. Maybe he'll bring a Mabul of fire. Shenei ma ki v'eish Hashem nishpat. Amar lahem, no. Tefarnish v'ashina mashchiz kol basar. No, he already said he's never going to destroy everybody again. Umaka l'haman azesh shamanu. So what do we hear? It's not a Mabul of mayim. It's not a Mabul of fire. What is it? Amar lahem, chemda tova yesh lo beis kenazav. Hashem has a special treasure in his treasure house. Shreisa kenuza eslo tov tov kufayin dala doros that he's had for many, many generations. Kodem shenever ha'olam, even before the world was given. Ubikesh lo d'nabanav. And he's giving it to his children, shenemar. Hashem oz la'mo yitain. Hashem's giving it to his children. Miyad paskulam v'yamru. And therefore he said, oh, Hashem yivarech zama bashalom. That's the conversation. We've quoted a number of times the amazing vart of Rav Meir Shapiro. Why did they think it was a marble? Why a marble? Out of all the things in the world, there's a lot going on. Why a marble? So says Rav Meir Shapiro, no, because they saw Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. They saw Achdus. And they said, this Achdus, there are two kinds of Achdus in the world. One type of Achdus, the more common Achdus, is Achdus Bitoch Tzara. Achdus, there's a tragedy. Achdus, after 9/11, everybody was nice to each other for a while. And after, when there's Tzaras, everybody's together, because Ein Brera. That's one type of Achdus. So when the other Umo saw the Achdus, they're like, oh, is there another Mabul? Is there a Tzara? On the table there was Achdus, because Ein Brera, all the animals got together. If you wanted to survive, you had to have Achdus. Says Bilam, no. Hashem's giving the Torah. This is a different type of Achdus. It's an Achdus out of a shared common goals and common values. And Torah type of Achdus, that's a different type of Achdus. And they said, oh, Hashem Yivarech Zama Bashalom. But it all came from Vayich Hashem Yisrael Neged Ahar. Right, and that's the... So the Mepharshim explain why the Yishayo, who talks about the Garza Avim Keves, all the animals that are going to be together in the future, what's the big nes? It already happened one time. The Paradis Yosef said it happened in the times of the Mabul. No, that was an Achdus Bitoch Tzara. In the Yishayo, it's an Achdus, different type of Achdus. Achdus Bitoch, common values, common goals, and that's something that we've never seen before and we yearn for very much. Okay, we don't have time, but look at the Karen Ora on this Gemara. The Karen Ora has a beautiful discussion exactly about the Misofa Olam Batsofo, Vachulu. He has more there. Okay, we'll say it tomorrow if we have time, but we'll see. Vayter. Rebbe Elazar Amar Kriyas Yamsuf Shavu Ba. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar, Vahikishma Kol Malchi HaMori. Heard about it. But they heard all the Malchi HaMori heard about this pasuk in Yehoshua. They heard all about Kriyas Yamsuf. The Avracha Vazona Amr L'Shluchi Yehoshua. And even when Yehoshua Ben Nun sends the two Meraglim, not for now. How did he send Meraglim after the tragedy that happened with the previous Meraglim? He sent two Meraglim. So there are many differences between the first and the second Meraglim. Yehoshua sent Meraglim to see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and they get to Yericho, to Racha Vazona's house, and she says, we heard, Yishamanu as Asherhova as Hashem as Meyamsuf. We heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So you see, that's what they heard. Once we were mentioning Rachav, so we have a Chazal about Rachav. Maishna Hasam, the Amar Velo Hayabam Od Ruach. Umaishna Hacha, the Kamar Velo Kama Od Ruach Be'ish. Why it is talking about the kings of the Emori. Why one time it just says there was no Ruach left, and the other one says there was no Ruach Be'ish in a man. The Afilu says Rachav. Rachav is saying this to the Meraglim. The Afilu Yakushi Nami Lo Akshi. Everybody is so scared of Am Yisrael that they can't be manlike, right? They can't be miskasha even when they're with women. They're so weak because they're so scared. What's going to happen? Umina Yada. How did Rachav know? How did Rachav know all about this? So the answer is Rachav Hazona. To Amar Mar, Ein Lecha Kol Sar V'Nagid Shlo Ba Al Rachav Hazona. Every prince and every king in the entire land came to Rachav. She was the one that everybody wanted to be with. Amru Chazal say, Bas Yud Shanim Haisa, Kishiyasi Yisomi Mitzrayim, she was 10 years old, Ba Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vizinsa Kol Mem Shana, Shayisoba Midbar. Unbelievable. She was Mizana for 40 years. Achanun Shana, when she was 50 years old, Nizgaira. She did Shuvah, became a Gioris. Amra, she said, Yehe Machuli Bischar Chevel Chalonu Pishtem. I should get Mechila with the rope, the window, and the flax. What's that? You remember the story from the beginning of Yoshua. When the Meraglim came in, she hid them, and she let them down with the rope outside her window over the roof to save them. Rashi quotes the Medrash right here. Mechilta. The three things that I used to sin with. People used to come into my house in secret to be able to be mezana with me. With the rope through the window. That's what I dafka used to do tshuva with. To save these people, right? That's the mechilta. You see, Amar Rabbanu Shalom, begimel dram chatasi, begimel yimchal, bechevel pishem vechalon, shemenafim olin ale bechavalim derech hachalon veyardim, and I hid them. So that's the three things that I use. So you should give, please give me mechila. What's amazing is another chazal. What does chazal say? Yeshua married Rachav. That's pretty unbelievable, right? She was mezana for 40 years, and she married the gadol hador. Right. So that's number one. Number two, I was trying to. I have to do more research on this. Yeshua wasn't married all those years. Yeshua wasn't married. He was 56 at Har Sinai. And then another, he was 96 when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Right? He died at 110. Right? He died at, he didn't get married all those years. Right? So what?
Took a second wife.
Maybe a second wife. Right? He was before Avinu Gershom. We didn't have a record of that. We have to check. I'm sure it's somewhere. I just didn't get a chance to look at it. But it's interesting that he got married to Rachav Azona. Unbelievable. The Radak there, against this Chazal, Radak says, Apipshuto, you could have said Zona means Mizonos. Meaning she had the Makolet in Yericho. Right, that the Dafka Zona, but according to this Chazal, obviously it's not true. Okay, weiter. Amar Mar. I think he said that if you want to put it with the other Chazal that Yeshua married her, maybe the Bali Chazal, that Chazal can't fathom that it would be with this Chazal, unless you say Dafka. So also the Mir Chasidus, he says the Koach HaTshuva. Shows the Koach HaTshuva, right? Somebody could just throw everything away from the Shemi Shmuel. Bizeh Herald Derel Chaladam, ki b'chol matzav shu nimsa al yisyaish, el yachter lo derech lezgaber lo akol, shizkabel b'tshuva shleima. Okay. Right, Goshen is Geyer. Right, it's still eyebrow raising. Right, even though it's possible. Omar Mar, weiter. Okay, there goes our Agadata for the day, and now we get back to Zvach. Amar Mar, Ovdei Kochavim Bizman Hazeh, Rashan La'asos Kein. Ovdei Kochavim do not have Isser Bamas. In Akum, a non-Jew could bring a carbon on a Bama. Minan immediately, how do we know that the Tana Rabban, and Dabra B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael Mitzuvah Nashchut Echutz. V'ei Ovdei Kochavim Mitzuvah Nashchut Echutz. Because Shchut Echutz starts with B'nai Yisrael. So we say B'nai Yisrael and not Akum. Ask the Ola Shlomo, what, you need a pasuk to say Akum is excluded from a mitzvah? What, it's not what Hashem misses. What do you mean you need a pasuk to exclude? So he says, maybe he says ish at the beginning. Or maybe it's something that a parsha they're included in, so you might have thought they're parallel. Maybe it would have been a problem, but they wouldn't get misa for it. But it's interesting that the Gemara has to bring a source for it. Lefichach, kol echad ve'echad, bono lo bono la'atzmo. That is why everybody brings all of them could bring, make bummas for themselves. Umakrav alei kol mashir. So they could be makrav anything they want. Period. Amr of Yaakov Baracha, Amr of Asi, Asur l'sayon, v'laso shlichusan. It's asur to be misayaya and do their shlichus. It's asur to help them be makrav b'chutz. Amr rabba v'lo orinu luhushari. But you could teach them. You can teach them halachas about what their karbanis. Kihal like the Ifra Hormiz, Ema the Shurmalka, like Ifra Hormiz, the mother of Shurmalka, Shadra Karbana la Rava, she sent a carbon to Rava, Shalcha le Askua Niele the Shem Shemayim, she gave it to Rava, she said, send this, be makav this carbon for me. Now Rava did not live at the time of any Beis HaMikdash, right? Rava lived in after the Korban. So Amar Lehu L'Rav Safa L'Rav Acha Bar Huna. So Rava says to his Tamidim, Zilu V'Dabru Treul Migulai, go find two young non-Jewish boys, V'Chazu Hecha Damaski Yama Desirton, and go see where the Yam laps up and has like nice a nice place to build a bama, v'shaklu tzivi chadati, and take new wood, the afiku nura, and create a fire, mimara chadasa, from new metal, v'asku anil, l'shem shemayim, and bring a carbon there, meaning you got, he said, just teach them and what to do. Amar Abaye, come on, Rav Elazar ben Shammua. Who did Rava hold like Rav Elazar ben Shammua? Because he kept saying new. Everything has to be new. Why does everything have to be new? The Tanya, Rav Elazar ben Shammua Omer, Mam is Be'ach Shalish Tamish Behed Yod, Av Esim Shalish Tamish Behed Yod. It's got to be something new that a head yod never used. I v'hamod Rav Elazar ben Shammua bebama. Rav Elazar ben Shammua agrees by a bama that you don't need new. Titania, because after all, you see in the following. David HaMelech, when he buys the place for the Beis HaMikdash, he pays 600. 50. Is it 50 or is it 600? Haket said, Govem, he called Shevet v'Shevet, Chamishim. He took 50 from every Shevet, Shein Shesh Meos. That works out to 12. That's one answer. Rebbe Yomer Misham Avi Yossi Ben Tostoi, Bokar, the Eitzim, Umakam Mizbeach Benun, all of that was 50. V'chol Avayis Kulu B'Shesh Meot. Depends. He bought the furnishings for 50 and the house for 600. Rav Elazar Ben Shammua Omer, according to our Gersa, this is the exact same sheet as the previous one. That's why, according to some, they take out the word ve'etzim in the previous shita. Bokar ve'etzim u'makam ezbeach benun v'chol abayis kulu b'sheish meos. Tichsiv v'yomer aravne el David yikach v'ya'al adoni ha'melech ato be'inav. Take whatever you want, says aravne to David ha'melech. Re'ei ha'bokar la'ola v'hamorigim, the saddles v'klei ha'bokar la'etzim. Question mark. But what do you see from there? That David ha'melech, he didn't have the base of Megdash yet, so he's being makarvan abama, but he's taking all these kalim. So you see, you don't need it to be pure from the start when it comes to Obama. So had we say before that this is like Rav Elazar ben Shammua? For Amar Amlecha, Hatanam v'Chadasi. No. You're right, he was told them to take the kalim. But it was new kalim. Ones that were never used to be used for an animal. My Morigim, what is Morigim? Amar Ula Mita Shel Tovil. That's what it is. My Mita Shel Tovil. What's a Mita Shel Tovil? Amar Abaya, Iza de Karkasa. It is a tool that looks like a goat. The Daishin Dishoi, they use for threshing, like a sharp tool that looks similar to a goat. Amar Abaye Maikra, what's the pasuk that you know this from? Hinei Samtich Lemorik Charutz Chadash Baal Pifios. It has sharp points at the end of it to use for plowing. Makrile Rava Lebrei, Veremile Kraya Adadi. Rava had a similar discussion. He told his son, he asked the following contradiction. Ksiv Yitin David La'arnon V'chulu V'ksiv Yikin David V'chulu, write 50, 600. Haketzad, Gov Mikal Sheve V'Shevet Chamishim Shein Sheish Meos. Write 50 to 600. V'yakadi Karshan Adadi. The numbers work out, but you still have the stira with Hasam Kesef Hachazahav. One says silver, one says gold. Elahachi Kamar Gova Kesef B'Mishkal Sheish Miozav. It means silver, but the weight of 600 in gold, but what you're actually collecting is the silver. Okay, so you see that it does have to be, at least according to one day, everything has to be pure. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with a tour. The tour a la Torah asks, if everything needs to be pure, how did Yaakov Avinu take the rocks around that he lay on? How did he know what those were used for? Right, weren't those used for Nishtamish Balahedyot? He slept on them. Then he woke up and he took those rocks and he built a matzeva with those. How was he able to do that? Don't you need Lishma from the beginning? So maybe we'll start with that, Rav Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, everybody should have a good Chodesh. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas, Chana Basra of Meir Yitzchak, Helen Fuchs, whose yard site is today, by Meir and Shandy Fuchs. Thank you for the sponsorship.